At what age should students have access to certain books? It's become the latest frontier of the culture wars. KWBC Alistair's reporter Mike Doherty has the story of Democrats looking to bar the so-called book bans.
Any town or school library that bans books for political reasons could lose some or all of its state funding under a bill introduced in Trenton. Democratic State Senator Andrew Zwicker from Middlesex County is a bill sponsor and says he's a parent and believes in parental rights.
This is about freedom, right? I'm fighting for freedom for all families. And I understand that this makes people uncomfortable. And I think these are important conversations to be had. What I don't think is the right way to go is to just remove these books or stop these conversations outright.
Across the country, books that receive the most opposition, mostly from conservatives, are titles that include graphic sexual content, like Gender Queer, for example. Zwicker defends such books as being approved by groups like the American Library Association.
You cannot remove these books from the library if they've been deemed appropriate. And I'm relying on experts in child development and librarians to decide what is age appropriate.
Zwicker says parents who don't want their kids to read certain books can talk to them about it instead of trying to prevent everybody from reading them. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.